20th of January 2004. They're going to tell us something about their early life and married life in and around Roland's Castle.
Right. Yes, I was born 1915 in Andover.
Yeah.
And I worked in LA. When I left school, I worked at Clackworthy, that was near Andover. And then I worked at Admiral Mark's house. His wife died while I was there.
What was your job?
My job was the housemaid, like.
Yes, and he lived near Andover.
Yes, that's right. And I used to cycle home on my days off, like, you know. And the son got married, and I was going to leave there because I didn't like it. It was an old farmhouse.
Yeah.
You could see the rats run along. Oh, you could. And that, I said, I can't stay there, Mum. She said, well, you don't have to stay there. And then when Commander Marks got married, they said, oh, would you come and work for us at Roland's Castle?
Oh, I see.
And I said, well, you better speak to my mother, because I said, she's very strict. She's very strict. And I said, I don't expect she let me come all that way, you know. Mm. But she did. And I came, and they had a house in Link's, it was Link's house in Link's Lane.
Really?
Yes.
And how many years
and
did
I
you
came
work?
There when I was 16, and I worked for them for 4 years, and I got married then, because they went away and I didn't want to go away with them, because I met Bert, my husband.
Oh, I see. Then.
And he said, oh, don't get another job, let's get married. And I said, oh, my mum won't let me get married as young as this. And he said, she will when I speak to
her. He's a lovely man.
Yeah, he was, so was your husband.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, as long as you look after him properly, you know. And
was Bert a local?
Yes, he lived all his life in Roland's Castle.
Where was he born?
He was born in Roland's, I think. Mm. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was born in Roland's Castle.
Yes.
Over Durrance.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And where did you live after you were married?
We lived in Bowes Hill.
Yes.
There was two cottages, it's made into one now. It was called 20 Bowes Hill in those days.
Yes.
Yeah. And we lived there till
50. 50, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's
next right.
Door to me.
Yes, it was, because Bert left the farm, didn't he?
So it must be 52.
Two, yeah. He left the farm because he used to be a milk ranesman. And before that, the war was, wasn't it?
Yes. And what was the farm he worked on?
Brown's farm. It was belonging to Edsworth, like it was a tenant farm.
A tenant
farm.
Yeah, yes.
Bernard Brown.
Part of the Edsworth estate.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So, and that went on till he retired in 1950.
And he was in a state that he didn't have to go, like,
no.
Join up, but all his friends had joined and he wanted to.
Oh, I see.
He felt awful, you know, with his friends.
Yes.
So, he went down to get into the army, but they failed him on his feet.
Really?
He was doing a milk raid and always did all the walking.
Yes, that's amazing.
So he said, I'm not going to have that. I'll go down to the dockyard and go into the marine, see what the marine police.
Oh, really?
And he went down there and he got straight in. They gave him his gear, came back with it, and started down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he travel every day to the
doctor? Yes, he did, yes. He was on shifts, like, you know, the night shifts and
day by shift. Train, did he go?
Yes, he went by train, yes.
And it was while he was doing this that you took over the milk.
Yes, I had. So Mr. Brown, he wasn't very pleased, and he said, yours was a safe job. You would have been, you didn't have to be said, well, I felt guilty, you said. I felt guilty, I wasn't doing my bit. So anyway, he said, well, if your wife will have to do the milk round, he said, because he said, I won't get anybody wartime now to do it. So he said, because she said, if you don't do it, but he said, I'll have to turn you out and try and get somebody, like, you know.
Yes.
So that's my sister-in-law.
Yes.
She came in with me for a little, well, she was only on it a week. Oh, she said, I can't do that, it's too hard. She only had 35, you didn't need to go on the, but I had a truck loaded up.
Yes. She used to come along and say, oh my goodness me, look at this lady. I said to my sister-in-law, this lady here, dear. 6 o'clock in the morning, I come here to clean my dinners. There's a lady out there, I said, with a pipe of milk churn on the front, 6 o'clock.
I had
a big truck. They sold them to like Knight and Lees and all that to get their stuff in the mall.
Yes.
Like, well, he bought one of those, and Bert made a stand to go on the front to have the 2 2-gallon cans.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I walked with that, and the first year I started was when we had that awful snow, and you could only do about 3 houses and back you had to go because you couldn't
get them.
No, and by then my sister-in-law, she'd left. So I had to do all the 8 Woodbury Lane, Castle Road, and all those on this bicycle line.
Woodbury Lane,
yes.
Castle Road,
and Finchdean
Road,
Upton's Road.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So the farmer milked the cows, cooled the milk.
Yes, they came in to do that.
Yes, and it went in the churn.
That's right, yes.
And then you put a churn.
Went into the cooler.
Yes.
And then I used to have to get it and bottle it up. Used to go up overnight.
Yes.
And
oh, I see.
Overnight
so
bottle up. There was those cardboard tops to go
I
on
know,
there.
Yes.
Used to do that at night. And then I used to be out on the rounded up past 5 in the morning.
Goodness.
So this is what she worked, you worked hard ever since.
And that, yeah, I have.
And
see, I didn't do me no harm. And my mother used to say, you'll suffer with rheumatism when you're older. You get wet through and it dries on you, you know.
But you, how many houses did you do? Have you any idea?
Oh, I don't know.
But they were all very, very nice to me.
Yes. You must have been so cold some morning.
And Mrs. Southern, she gave me, because I used to be very thick with Mrs. Southern, she's a lovely person, she was.
The doctor's wife.
Oh, yes.
And she said, I tell you what, I don't go skiing now. I've got a lovely pair of boots. Would you be offended if I give them to you? I said, no, I wouldn't, because I said, I couldn't afford skiing boots, and they were lovely for, you know.
Because they were warm.
Yeah, ever so warm,
yes.
And they lasted, well, they didn't wear 8. They didn't wear 8, no.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And did you have children at this time?
I had Doreen in 1938. We got married in 1935.
And what did you do with Doreen?
There was night times when Bert was on, was it night shift? I think it was the night shift.
Yes,
because I'd be gone out early in the morning. My friend up the drift, Mrs. Plyer, she's dead now, but she used to have her overnight.
And then
when he came home, he used to come home on the 6 o'clock, about 6 train mornings.
Yes.
And he'd come in and have his breakfast and that. And then later on, he'd go and get Doreen and she'd, you know, come back home then. We worked together,
but
then after I'd done the milk round, I used to have to go out in the fields to pick the Brussels sprouts,
all frosty, to take them down. That's even worse, isn't it? Yes, it's going. I'm just looking to see if it's working.
And there used to be a big restaurant by the old Hillsey garage, you know, for the buses.
Yeah.
Catching horses, was it?
Yeah.
Catching
horses.
Yeah.
And we used to have to take them there, and they had to have them by a certain time so you could tell it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many years did you do the milk round?
Oh, I did the milk round for what? Six, seven years. Nearly 7 years.
That's how I mentioned.
Yeah, that's right, yes. You did that. Yes.
So that was right till the end of the war?
Oh, yes, it was, yes.
And until did your husband go back on the milk round when he came out?
No, he didn't. He went on the building.
Building.
Went on the building.
Yes.
And I had a councillor, didn't I?
That's right.
I came up next door.
That was 1952.
52. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And where did you move to?
Next door. You know where you turned your car around?
Number 13.
Next door.
Next door. Number 14.
Yes.
Yeah. But I knew you before.
Oh yes, you did, love.
I met you up at Isworth.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
See, so you became neighbours.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. 52 years.
Yes.
Well, that isn't it.
Yes.
It is good.
We
never had a crossword, have we?
No, ever.
No, their children was together, they played together,
Yes.
You know. And I had Stuart in 1946.
Yeah, his son was born in 46.
Yeah.
How do you spell Stuart?
S-T-U. Yeah, the Scottish way. Yes.
1946. Yes, after the war was over.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So there's an age difference.
There's 8 years difference, yes.
Yes.
You didn't work it that way, did
no,
you?
No, we didn't. You, no, we couldn't believe our luck. You know, when we wanted one, you know, it worked out. But Dawn was inclined to be a bit bossy over Stuart, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn was a bit inclined to be a bit bossy over Stuart.
Well, she would, wouldn't she?
It was 8 years difference. Yeah.
Yes. And,
and our husbands were much the same.
Oh, they were, I guess.
We were lovely times out there, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did.
And they used to say, look at that lawn, there's a lawn goes up by that fence.
We used to walk
and talk over the Yes, oh, really?
Yes, that's right.
And Rain and I were the only two that we've ever gone in one another set.
Yeah, we've never gone in anybody else.
No, and we get on all right with them, but
we spend a lot of time with each other.
Because I see Rain every day.
Every day,
And when you, when your husband went on the building trade,
yes,
and he continued in that till he
retired? No, he went on the SEB, didn't he?
He went on the SEB, electricity, yeah.
Who did he, which builder did he work for?
Oh, it was the new one, Potassi. His name was Potassi.
Potassi.
And then he went on to Southern Electric.
Southern Electric, yes. He had the opportunity to go in there, which was, it was a good trade, you know.
Yes.
So
he had a good job there.
Yes,
he
did have a good job, yeah.
And he was there till he retired?
Yes, he was, yes.
Yes. When did he retire?
He retired, they gave him the opportunity because that job was going to be done away with. He was a line, he used to have to go around and see the trenches and see that the builders had done it properly, you know. But they were doing away with that, and Bert was 64, and they said to him, look, you've been here some time, now, would you like redundancy? If you would, you'd have to have it this year, because you'd be 65 next year. So it was nice of them to say that to him. So he did get redundancy money as well as his pension.
He went
to Hornsey School.
Yeah, as a caretaker.
But of course, he was 65 then. And they don't, you know, they don't keep them, do they? And Stuart went there, but he didn't know that.
That's right.
So he was just a short time.
Short time there, yes.
And when did he die?
He died 13 years ago.
So we're talking about 91?
Yes, it was 91.
Could have been 91.
Yes.
And you were living in your present? No, you were
living next door to
him.
Not when he died.
Oh, no, he wasn't, because he was so ill, we had to give up.
Yes.
We had to give it up because he couldn't do the stairs or the garden or anything. No, that's like we've moved down there.
That's right, you're out.
Yeah, so I see. And now, Mrs. Miles, you tell me something.
No, I think
you have got
my sister. I've got my
sister. Yes, you have. You must have. Yes, you worked as
yes,
fast.
Yes, I have. I wouldn't be awkward, no.
No.
Now, so where were you born?
I'm Mrs. Miles.
Yes, good.
What else do you want?
Where you were born?
Oh, I was born
where?
In Southsea.
Oh, were you?
Born in Southsea.
Where?
I don't know where.
Doesn't matter.
No, I was born in Southsea, but I don't know.
Yes.
Oh. I think it was the Ravenscourt Nursing Home.
Oh, really? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. What else have we got to do? What else do you want
to do? Oh, just where you went to school.
Oh, yes, I went to school. Yeah, I went to school at Denmead School.
Yes.
And I left when I was 14.
Yes.
And then I joined the army when I was 17.
This was war time.
The war, yeah, because yes. If I hadn't volunteered, I'd have been called up anyhow.
Yes.
And I went to Aldermaston to do my training.
Oh, really?
In Reading, and then I came to Salisbury, and I was a ladies' back woman. I used to wait on table sometimes when they had a big conference on, you know.
Yes. Oh, you must have seen some famous people, actually.
Pardon?
You must have seen some famous people.
Oh, yes,
people.
Yeah, we did. We had a parade one day in front of the cathedral, and it was the Princess Royal. You know, the old Princess Royal.
I know. Oh, really?
Princess Anne is so much like her. Then there was the Chief Commandant of the ATS, which was Jean Knox.
Yes.
She came.
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite nice, you know.
Did you enjoy your time in the army?
I did.
I did.
I said, you know, you get sort of married and you lose contact with
friends.
So then I came out, when I did come out, I went to Stansfield House, much the same as Ring, really.
Yes.
And
so what age were you?
I came to, how old was I when I went there? About 23.
Yes.
23.
And did you go as a housemaid?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, you were well trained by the army.
Oh yes,
you?
Yeah, I was. For the Countess of Bessborough, you know, they were lovely people to work for.
Were they?
Oh yeah, really nice, you know. They respected you, you respected them.
Well, I do think that those people who are born to, you know, with that, they're not snobs.
They had a son there, didn't he? He got killed in Germany, George. And you know, if he was going down in the lift and he saw me coming across the landing, he'd always call out and say, if you're coming down, you know, and he'd wait for me. They weren't snobs.
Oh,
I don't think the real gentry
And then, I suppose, then I got married.
Yes.
And my husband, he lived in, he was born at Forest Side.
What was his first name?
Alec. He was well known in the village.
Oh, yes.
How long have you lived here?
Short time. I'm a newcomer. Coming up to 8 years.
Oh, yeah. His sister used to keep the shop down here.
Oh, really?
In the castle store.
Yes.
She used to, Miles, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he was the youngest of a big family. She was the eldest, and he was the youngest of nine.
Oh, God.
But, when we got married, that's right, I left Stansted to get married.
Where did you get married?
Denmead Church.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, we got married at Denmead Church, and then Alec always worked at the local garage.
Oh,
Barrett's Garage.
Barrett's,
yeah.
Yes.
He worked there for years, didn't he?
I knew Ted Barrett, yes.
Sorry?
I knew Ted Barrett. He was a friend of my father's who lived at Emsworth.
Was he? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, he worked there until he went chauffeuring, didn't he, for Kenneth Wood?
Yes, that's right.
Kenneth Wood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is when he made his money, Ken Wood.
Huh?
This is after Ken Wood had made his money.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
He made it out of inventing that mixing
machine.
Yes, that's
right.
So he went on the minibus for a while.
Yes, he did for a while.
Mr. Wood retired.
That's right, yes.
And the minibus went where?
Pardon?
Where did the minibus go?
Oh, they went to IBM.
Oh.
He used to drive it from Horndean to IBM.
Oh, really?
Of
course. Oh, I didn't realise that.
And then he died 4 years ago, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did, yes.
And you lived in the same house all your
married life? Well, we lived, to start with,
in
rooms at Cape Plain. Because
yes.
there wasn't council houses.
No.
You couldn't get a house then.
No.
But then when my son was born, they gave me this flat up Uplands Road.
Yes.
And then when I was going to have Elizabeth, he offered me a house up. He didn't know this, but he offered me a house up where we are now.
Yes.
And we've lived there ever since. We went there when it was brand new.
Really?
Oh,
you were the first people in?
It was brand new when I went in there.
Really?
And we've been there ever since.
Yeah.
You must be one of the oldest residents.
Yeah. Well, there's one lady, funny you should say that. She lives next door, but one, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she does.
And
she's
very frail. Very frail, maybe. She was 99 on Sunday.
That's amazing.
Now she is another of the old school. She was always in service.
Yes, she
was. And you know, I think that you work hard, but you sort of
you get
the benefits from it.
Yes. You learn very good habits.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Like turning the iron off before
that's
you finish
right.
the iron.
Oh, yes.
That was
right.
a simple
little thing.
That
you
saved money.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, then I met Rain up at Stansted. It was not Stansted.
Israel.
My son was in the baby shower, wasn't
he? Yeah, that's right.
Really?
The first time you ever saw you were talking to him, and then from then on...
Yes, that's right.
Did they have a sort of fate then?
Yes, they always
had
a fate
like
there.
Oh,
and then
I
later
see.
They had it at Deerlink, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yes. They used to have it
all
up
there. Farmers, didn't they?
Yeah.
Link's Lane, didn't they?
Yeah. They used to have the big ones up in the recreation grain.
Yeah.
I used to serve the old caravans with milk, and all their caravans were beautiful.
Now these were people who came in?
They came
for the
in
fair.
For the fair, yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
They used to let me see this nice and old with that blood. And that, you know, used to go there with the milk while I was there. But
yeah, I didn't say it. I ought to have told you, you've taken Rain's date of birth. Did I give you my date of birth?
You didn't. You don't have to.
1924. So I'm an oldie.
Yeah. Well, I say you're doing very well. And you had what family did
oh,
you
two.
Have?
Yes. A son and a daughter.
Oh, you both were clever.
Yes.
Yes.
You?
Yeah. Dennis is what now? He's what? Would he be? He was born in 49.
Yes.
And Elizabeth was born in 52.
Oh, that's a good name for coronation.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I think my mother-in-law chose that.
Yeah.
Yes, 52.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the,
you always remember the coronation.
Yeah, we
do.
Yeah.